The National Urban League today releases its annual State of Black America report, which measures racial disparity in the United States. The most noticeable differences are in the areas of home ownership and economic parity. Black earning power is about 73% of that of whites. The majority of the population in East Orange, New Jersey, is black, and the city's mayor is Robert Bowser. Good morning.
Good morning.
What are some of the improvement initiatives you've put into place in East Orange?
We have about 10 redevelopment areas, and we're trying to encourage home ownership. We're eliminating development to two-family, but also we're encouraging more businesses to get involved in the construction, not only of the schools, because we're building probably 5 new schools, and we're making sure that the contractors that come in and work under the state, we hire minority and women contractors. Also make sure that we have some apprenticeship training going on. So there'll be many jobs that'll be created down that road.
How are you improving the physical health of East Orange residents?
We're doing an enormous number of screening because of the high incidence of diabetes, breast cancer, and heart problems, and HIV awareness. One of the things with HIV is we have a program through the schools to try to get rid of all the myths that are associated with how you get HIV, and that's working very well. We have another program called Healthy Mothers, Healthy Babies, which has brought down the incidence of black infant mortality, where we were number one probably in the state about 2 years ago, but we reduced that by about 30% over the last 2 years.
You've also made some progress in improving the financial well-being of the citizens. What about those plans?
Well, we did a financial analysis that said, like in most black communities, we buy everything, but we don't own much of anything. And we've been able to prove to developers that we have the potential of close to about $2.9 million that just leaves our community. And our buying power is even closer to probably about $206 million every year. So we're working and encouraging new businesses to come in. We're starting to attract what I call brand name businesses, which not only do we make sure that new businesses come in, which means new jobs, we insist that they try to hire East Orange residents first as they start their businesses up.
And what's been done to improve education in your city?
Well, one of the programs that we have is trying to involve more parents, because the one statistic that jumps off the page every time you talk about successful school district is that you got to get parents involved, and school board has been working at that program very hard in addition to the after-school programs. For years, school district thought that they were separate from the city, and now they're opening up the school buildings for after-school programs, and that's worked very well. We have 22 schools. Our theme here in the city has been schools of choice, so that each one of the schools has a theme, such as the schools named after Johnny Cochran. We have Cecily Tyson School, which deals, of course, with the arts. We have the Media School, which is named after Gordon Parks. And all of that's working very well, starting to turn this whole school system around.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Robert Bowser is mayor of East Orange, New Jersey.